Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But Steve, talk to us. I know that the Lord laid some things on your heart about the waters, man. Talk to us.
Man, I'm just stirred, and I'm just continuing just more excited, and just how much what God is saying, and the beautiful thing about abiding, and we've talked about it many times before. It's like you can see a scripture many times, and God will just lead you there, and you just say, "Okay, God, show me what you want me to see," and He takes you deeper and deeper into the Word. It's beautiful. But where He stopped me was Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well. The encouraging thing is I just thought about that moment that Jesus was walking. He was tired. He just took a break. And God just brought a lady to the well, and they're talking. And Jesus is saying to the lady, you know, will you give me something to drink?
Mm-hmm.
And they have this encounter going back and forth. And it's in John 4, and Jesus basically says to her, you know, I'm thirsty. And she says, you know, you don't even have something to drink. And Jesus says, you know, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. And the amazing thing is, like, I think about that and it's just like, well, she had water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the fact, well, okay, Jesus has water. Jesus has living water. And she says, well, and obviously she's thinking immediately, okay, well, you don't have something to have. You don't have something to receive it with. You know, are you going to drink as far as, like, you know, our forefathers had the water and Jacob drank from it. But Jesus says, you know, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. And I thought about that, and it's just like, okay, God, I'm thirsty right now. I'm so hungry.
Read that again.
It says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
Don't you love that? I mean, don't you really love that?
Oh, my
goodness.
I love
the things Jesus comes out and says.
Yeah.
So clear.
Just turns it on its just turns it around. And just what really just caught me was the fact of just thinking about the fact that they both had water.
Mm-hmm.
She was offering him water. He was trying to get her perspective of just like, okay, let's talk about the real water. And what God was speaking to me was the fact that the water that she had, when you think about water, if you pour it on fire, it's going to put the fire out.
Mm-hmm.
But God has water that it'll stoke the fire.
Uh-oh.
That His living water turns up the fire.
Yeah.
The waters of men, it'll just quench it. It'll if you pour it on the embers, it'll just pour it out. But I think about the fact, and it says the fact that. I'm kind of just lost my place, but it's just like they both was the same thing. And a lot of times you can look at the same thing and it looks the same. Mm. The devil has something, but it's just kind of
fake copycat.
Thank you. Copycat. And it's just like, it's not the same thing. And it's just like the devil always has something that it looks like it's real, but it's fake. It's not it. It sounds the same. One is dead, but the other one's alive. And it's just the fact that religion sounds a lot like it's alive. It may say Jesus, but it's dead. And I thought about the fact that she was offering something to Jesus, but Jesus was trying to give her something that was alive.
Mm.
And what man has is just like what like works or trying to do something, and it's just like it's the opposite of what Jesus has. And that so just really just stirred me, because it's just like, we can be doing something and it's just like, okay, is this alive? Is this Jesus? But what Jesus has, it's that thirst. It's going to stoke that fire even greater for Jesus. And it was just like getting caught up. And it's like, Jesus, is there anything that I'm doing, but that you want to offer me what you have for me? You know what I mean?
Mm.
And that just so stirred me that the living waters of Jesus stoke the fire.
Yeah, think about that. I mean, it's powerful what you're saying, because a lot of times it's like, do you really think that you have, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. we can't take some sort of an attitude that says, I have something to offer. It's like, listen,
yeah.
Jesus is the one that does the offering, you know what I mean? And He has the real water, and He read her mail. I mean,
yeah.
He read her mail. She tried to get into this religious conversation with Him. He's just like, let me share with you some things that I know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And some people act like they know something when they're talking to God, when they have no reality. It's like, do you understand that God knows what knows you?
Right.
He knows everything. He knows that thought that you're about to think that you haven't gotten yet that you're about to tell him. Mm-hmm. He knows that too. Stop it. Stop it, right? Because he has the true living water, not in this watered down stuff.
And what where God kind of continued on was the fact that he says, you know, you'll never thirst.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of just stopped there, and I was like, Lord, I don't think I've ever been more thirsty in my life for you than I am right now. And he's like, no, you will never thirst for the dead water.
Mm.
You will never look back and just say, you don't look back to the things that you once looked to. You don't look to the things that you thought would fulfill you. But once you had my water, once you had his water, it's just like, okay, I want that water. Yeah. I want that water. And that's what he's saying. He's like, you're never going to look for that again. That's not going to fill you.
Yeah. Well, it's so encouraging because a lot of times people are drinking from dirty wells. They're drinking, trying to be satisfied with the things of the world. They're just stuff, you know? Listen, religion, that's not pure. Religion are just man-made things that look godly but are not godly and is not from God. And that water levy just, I mean, as soon as it touches your lips, it's like, I need more of that. It does nothing.
Right.
It's an illusion.
Oh,
it's an illusion. Think about that. Thinking you're drinking something that goes absolutely nowhere. Why is this not working? I am still, you know, this is not satisfying. Yet what God has to offer us is this amazing living water.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Steve, stirs us up. It is not this watered down stuff that just, you know, will quench a fire, but his living water.
Right.
Listen, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living waters.
Right. Let that well burst forth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. It's like, Lord, you know, have your way. Give me another drink.
Amen.
Give me another drink of the living waters of life. Lord, have your way. We want more of God.
Mm.
And Lord, we just refuse. We refuse to settle for any kind of watered down, tasteless, non-satisfying water of religion. We want the living and true water of life. We want Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. More, Lord. Let's have another drink.
Amen.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program.
Find out more at VFNTV.com.